we got to do is just keep our eyes on the prize. Keep your heart fixed on Jesus. Keep your mind made up. Amen. And bloom where you planted. Praise God. The devil is the author of confusion. That's his favorite weapon, is to confuse people and keep them stirred up. If he can keep you confused and stirred up, you'll never do anything for God. But if you'll just make up your mind, amen, and do what the Lord tells you to do, then you're going to be successful in the kingdom of God. The Bible said a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. A person that can't decide where they want to be or what they want to be, they're not ever going to be stable. They're going to be miserable. They're going to make others miserable.
That's right.
Amen. And churches are hindered by that. Now, there's a difference in a well and a cistern. Anybody know what a cistern is? It's not the opposite of the brethren. You may be seated. I'm going to ramble a little bit before I preach. Amen. But a cistern is it has no source of water in itself. It traps whatever water flows by it. It falls into it, but it never has a source of supply in itself. It just depends on something else to fill it all the time. Now, there are some people that are cisterns. Everything they get comes from an outside source. They don't have anything inside of them to replenish what they need. So everything flows into them, but nothing ever flows out of them. They are totally takers. It's all about me. It's all about me. It's got to be me. And if you get too many cisterns in a church, then there's no ministry, because everything that goes forth from God is exhausted just trying to fill the cisterns.
Come on.
But if you can get some wells,
right. Yes.
I don't want to be a cistern. I want to be a well. Because a well has an internal source of supply, and it fills continually. And if it has, when it reaches a certain level, it begins to flow out. And it not only replenishes itself, but it begins to replenish others. So we don't want to be cisterns here tonight that barely crawl in here at church time, just barely make it, and then get enough to make it maybe till Wednesday night, and then just barely make it till Sunday. Poor me. Amen. That's a cistern.
Yeah.
Amen. But a well is one that comes in here Sunday morning and they're all fired up. And they come in Sunday night and they're all fired up. And they come in Wednesday night and they're all fired up. Because they're not depending on an outside source. They got a source on the inside.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. And that's what I want to take you to a scripture tonight in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20 that says that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, get this, according to the power that does what?
Worketh.
That worketh in us. Not an outside source, but he put something inside. Amen. The power that we need tonight is not from another person, but it's inside us. When God gives you the Holy Ghost, he puts his power on the inside of you.
That's right.
The Bible said the kingdom of heaven is within you.
Yeah.
We sometimes, we're always looking up and looking outside. Amen. Let me tell you, if you've got the Holy Ghost tonight, the power is in you. That's what this verse is saying. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, and we usually preach about that part, above all that we're able to ask or think. And that's a lot of power, isn't it? That's a lot of ability. Yeah. But the point of the whole matter is, the way he does that is according to the power that's working in you. If you got a little bit of power, you're going to see a little bit of God's glory. But if you got a lot of Holy Ghost, you're going to see a lot of God's glory. According to the power that works in you. Amen. You got a Volkswagen motor? Amen. Or do you have a Bayron motor? Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. I'm fascinated by this car. I'll never drive one, and I certainly will never own one. But a Bugatti Bayron car made in France, it has a engine displacement or horsepower. It has 1,001 horsepower. Now that's the kind of motor I want going inside. That's the kind of Holy Ghost I want. I don't want a Volkswagen. I don't want a smart car. Amen. I want one of those kind that's got some zoom to it. Amen. I want something that whenever it gets under load, it don't even feel it. When it comes to a hill, as it's not even there. Amen. That's the kind of Holy Ghost. You know, some people come a little bump in the road and they just don't have enough Holy Ghost, just barely make it over. Amen. I want one of those kind, like Caleb had, that says, give me that mountain. You know, see, he had one of those Bayron motors. Amen. He wasn't anything going to get in his way. Nothing was going to slow him down. Amen. The Bayron will go at top speeds about 247 miles an hour. Street legal. Amen. It's got some special effects that I don't know how it all works, but somebody designed it. When you flip a switch, it hugs the road. It settles down because it said, I don't need to fly. I'm going to stay on the road here. Amen. It's a special automobile. Cost about $1,700,000. That's why I'll never have one. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's some kind of car. You can get a transmission replacement for $120,000. A set of tires costs $25,000, and it costs $70,000 to ship it to France and have them put on. Amen. So it has some special... But if you're going to be special, why be common? Amen. Why be a common Christian? Why just be a barely making it Christian? Why be a garden variety Christian? Amen. Why not give it all you got? Amen. Hallelujah. I like the fella. He was praying. One guy was praying. He said, oh Lord. He said, turn it off. Said, I just can't stand anymore. Oh Lord, I'm so blessed. Wow, you got to turn it off, Lord. And the fellow said, God, don't turn it off. Increase his capacity. Praise. Amen. I don't want God ever turning it off. Just make me stronger. Praise. Don't give me lighter burdens. Give me a stronger back. Amen. Don't decrease my ability. Don't decrease my power. Don't decrease my strength. Make me stronger. Make me better. Amen. That's the kind of power we need tonight. And that's what's working in you. Could I say tonight that you've got more power inside of you than you will ever need? Amen. Praise the Lord. I know it doesn't take a whole lot of a motor to get up to the speed limit, especially in town. But I want one of those kind that when it's, it just don't take me long to get there. I'm going to try to drive 70, but I don't want to take all day to get there. Amen. I want to kind of get there pretty quick. And if I need to get out of somebody's way, I want something left. I don't want to just get up there to the limit and say, I don't have any more. I want one of those kind of cars that says, yeah, I got plenty more. You need it? There's more where that came from. Praise the Lord. This little car here is kind of interesting. It'll go from 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. 1, 2, 60 miles an hour. That's moving. 9.8 seconds, 149 miles an hour. Now you're cruising. 15 seconds, 186 miles an hour. 50 seconds, less than 1 minute, 248 miles an hour. Now that's power. That's getting right down the road. That's more power than you'll ever need. But it'll do 30. If you want to drive 30, it'll do 30. And it'll get about 8 miles to a gallon town. Get out on the highway and kick it up to cruising speed. It'll do 55 and 60 and 70. And it'll get about 13 miles to a gallon. But if you really want to go, it'll get about 3 miles to a gallon. But if you can afford $1,700,000, what's gas? That'd be the least of your worries. If you're riding, it's going to cost you $100,000 to get new tires. You're not going to worry too much about a little thing like gas mileage. Amen. But let me tell you something. The power that's in you, you don't have to worry about a little thing like gas mileage. You're not going to use it. You're not going to wear it out. Amen. Praise God. You just go ahead and use. The more you use, the more capacity you'll have. Amen. God has put something special in His church tonight. Amen. In the power of the Holy Ghost. And you've got more power tonight than you'll ever need. Hallelujah. When you started out living for the Lord, you come to a little old hill. You didn't know if you'd make it. Amen. But after a while, that hill's not even there. You just cruise over it like it's nothing. And then you come to a bigger problem. And you handle that. And then that's as if it was nothing. And you just keep going through different trials and situations and difficulties. Amen. And every time you go through something, it's a little bit stronger. Every time you meet a strong enemy and you conquer him, then you face something a little more difficult. It's that your capacity is growing and your strength is growing and your faith is growing. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why it's important tonight to have some good, strong saints of God, to have some elders in the church. Amen. Let me tell you something tonight. Our elders may not jump as high or run as fast or shout as loud, but they've been down the road a ways, and they've conquered some enemies, and they've climbed some hills, and they have great strength and wisdom. Amen. Thank God for our elders. Thank God for our young people. Thank God for our children. Thank God for everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. And you got the same power working in you. Amen. Amen. I heard about a guy. He bought a new car. And he couldn't understand. He said 35 miles an hour as fast as it'll go. 35 miles an hour. He said, I want to go faster than that. Took it down back to the dealership and they took it out. And the guy said, okay, let's take it for a drive. So the fella takes off, puts it in gear, and takes off. He's going, man, he is racking it up, 35 miles an hour. And the guy said, now put it in second gear. He said, what's that? He had a lot of power. He just didn't know it was there. He said, just put it in the next. What's that? And once he learned how to shift gears, he had a lot more power than he was ever using. He had more power than he'd ever need. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, Holy Ghost is just exactly like that. It gives you more power than you'll ever need. It has the power of life. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 through 7 said, and you hath he quickened, the word means made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the power of the prince of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of disobedience, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He hath loved us, hath raised us up together. Amen. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And hath raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. You see, you and I were dead in sins and trespasses. Before you get the Holy Ghost, you're existing. You're not alive. Every breath you draw is getting you closer to the last and to the end. Every time your heart beats, it's one less heartbeat that you're going to experience before you enter into eternity separated from God. It's important tonight that you be born again. That's that new life. Hallelujah. Anybody know what I'm talking about here tonight? I heard somebody say, I was saved when I was a child, but I don't really remember it. Well, I was saved when I was a child, but I do remember it. The old song said, I can tell you the time, I can take you to the place where the Lord saved me by His marvelous grace. Hallelujah. I can show you in Amarillo, Texas. And well, now it's a kitchen. It might be hard to find. Used to be the old tabernacle. And right down there's an altar in the front. There was sawdust on the floor. Amen. I just said, I'm going to go get the Holy Ghost tonight. Went down to the front of that building, raised my hands. Somebody said, if you'll just say, hallelujah, son, that's the highest praise word. I don't know where they got that theology, but I just said, all right, if that's the highest one, that's the one I'm going to use. Amen. I started saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. And in a little while, I don't know what I was saying. I was laying flat on my back in the floor, saw this marvelous and beautiful light, heard somebody say, listen to that. He's talking in other tongues. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord God. Fill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I've never been the same. Hallelujah. I received a new life and a new power. Told my cousin before I left, I said, I'm going to get the Holy Ghost while I'm gone. And I said, I won't be the same when I get back. Amen. We've been partners in our little crimes and situations. Not anything bad by today's comparison, but it was sin nonetheless. Amen. And I said, when I come back, I won't be this way anymore. And you know what? I wasn't. And I'm not. Hallelujah. It's not anything, any feathers in my cap. It's all to the glory of God because it's His grace and the power that He put on the inside. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Started out in this race. Stumbled. Made some mistakes. Amen. I felt so bad. Devil said, quit. Amen. I said, I think I will. I got on a school bus one morning. I cried all the way to school. I was so ashamed. But I couldn't help it. I was crying because I was miserable. Amen. Got to school. Devil said, just quit. So I thought, you know what? I think I just will. So I tried a few things that day. I let a few old words slip that I used to say that I knew better than to say. But I didn't feel good about it. It didn't make me feel any better. I got on the school bus and I cried all the way home. I got off the school bus and I went out in the middle of an old cotton patch and I kneeled down in that old dusty sand, got my face down in the earth, and I began to weep and repent and cry before God. And in a little while that same sweet Holy Ghost came upon me again. Hallelujah. I was renewed in the Holy Ghost. The sweet Spirit of the Lord came back. The peace that passes understanding filled my soul. joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. In a little while, I had my hands up in the air. I was nobody there, just me in the cotton patch. Amen. Probably some horned toads and lizards. Maybe a few jackrabbits here and there. But we were having a time in the Holy Ghost. And you know what I learned that day? I learned that God won't give up on me if I don't give up on God. If I'll get up, He'll help me get up. I learned that I had some power inside that I didn't know I had. Amen. Praise the Lord. Had a girlfriend, got my heart broke. I don't know if I can make it, God. Hurt. Amen. Rejection hurts, folks. Amen. It was tough. Had to go to church with her. Watch her get with some other fella. Hurts. I don't know why. This is tough, Lord. He said, you've got more power than that, but just rivet up a little bit, son. Just push a little harder. Next thing I know, I'm cruising right through and got my eye on another one. Amen. Got over that hill. Can't even see her in my rearview mirror. Amen. Got through that little trial. More power than you'll ever need. Amen. Hallelujah. God was serving a good thing. Texas Bible College. Amen. There was this girl called Rachel Caldwell sitting in the class. And she is really something. Amen. Don't even remember the other. Don't want to. Amen. Praise the Lord. Enough about that. But God got us through that situation. Got me through high school. Amen. See, if you make up your mind, you'll get through school faithful, living for God. You just got to make up your mind. Let me tell you something. People will accept you and respect you if you'll respect yourself. Amen. Now, it's not that I don't have compassion, but it disturbs me whenever we make excuses for our young people. They don't need excuses. They got the same Holy Ghost that you and I have. I said they've got the same Holy Ghost that I have and you have. And it's more power than you'll ever need. It will get you through. It'll get you through every temptation. It'll get you through every trial. It'll take you through everything you're ever exposed to. It will get you through if you'll just push the gas just a little bit harder. It'll get you through that situation. You just got to make up your mind. I was with a group of young people in Columbia, and they were kind of excusing themselves for their fleshly passions. I slapped the pulpit, and they said, I just can't control myself. I said, yes, you can. Don't tell me you can. Are you saying that your flesh is stronger than God? I don't believe that. Now, if you yield to your flesh, yeah. But if you'll push the power, it'll get you through. It'll take you through any temptation. It'll take you through any trial. There's nothing that'll stop you. Amen. And my father died. I'm 22 years old. Got a phone call. My dear father passed away. Boy, that was a tough deal. That was a tough deal. Amen. But you know what? I found that grace is sufficient. If you'll just push the pedal, you can get through it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then my brother, just older than me, only 36 years old, died of a heart attack. Boy, that was a tough thing. Hard. Tough. Steep hill. They called me and said, we want you to do the funeral service. I don't know if I can do that. I sure can. It's my brother. I don't know if I can do that. But you know what? The Holy Ghost said, yeah, you can do that. You got more power than you'll ever need. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Since then, I've had lost four more brothers and a sweet little mom. Amen. But every time I come to a hill, I find out I got more than I need. I found out I got more than I need. Praise the Lord. Amen. And there's been some trials, been some difficulties, been some struggles, been some deep hurts. Amen. People misunderstand. People talk bad about you. People tell lies about you. People will lie about your good. You do good for folks, and they'll turn around and take the good you did and twist it. And drag your name through the mud. But you know what? I got more power than I'll ever need. And this is not about Johnny Grissom. This is about Jesus Christ. I said, this is about Jesus Christ. Amen. And if I'll keep my focus where it's supposed to be, I'll just go right through all this stuff. Amen. And I'll still be flying. And in a little while, I won't even be able to see that in my rearview mirror. It'll just be all a distant memory. Amen. God has brought us through. I'm telling you tonight, you've got more power than you'll ever need. Amen. It'll take you through. Don't focus on the hill. Don't focus on the trial. Don't focus on the problem. Don't focus on wrongdoing. Don't focus on your hurt. Don't focus on your pain. Focus on your power. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I'm telling you, you've got more power than you'll ever need. It'll get you through anything. It'll get you through anything. Amen. My sweet little aunt, boy, you talk about somebody who had a tough life. She had a tough life. Amen. And it was back in the 50s, whenever it wasn't popular to be divorced. She was left, her husband left her for another woman, and she had four little kids. No education, no way to provide, except ironing. And that was when you had to heat the iron. It wasn't plugged in. You had to heat it and take it and iron while another one was heating. And she fed and clothed those four little kids, just taking in ironing and cooking for whoever she could. And just a very meager, and all of her life, just a meager existence. Amen. But she made it through all of that. And you know what? She didn't just make it through. She came through victoriously. She never got bitter in her spirit. She never talked bad. I never heard her say one bad thing about any human being. Amen. She had a lovely spirit her whole life. She never got bitter. She always loved God. She loved to pray. She loved to worship. She loved to go to church. She loved everything about God. She loved everything about God's people. Amen. She never was wealthy, never lived in a fancy place. But she was always good and always sweet and always kind and always dependable. You want somebody that can touch the throne, you find somebody like that. You want somebody to give your prayer request to, you find somebody like that. Amen. As she got into her last years, I don't know what it was, Alzheimer's or part-timers or old-timers or whatever it was. But she just went out and in and out and mostly out. Amen. And there were times that she didn't even know her own daughter's name when she'd come. She was still sweet. She was still kind. She was still gentle. She still had the same sweet spirit. She had still, that was so beautiful. She still had her little harmonica. And she'd get that thing out, and you'd hear, when you went to the nursing home, you'd hear before you ever got there. She'd be singing, she'd be playing "I'll Fly Away." When the saints go marching in. You'd hear, boy, I mean, she was evermore playing that thing. And there was beauty in it. And there was anointing in it. Because she was playing to the Lord. She didn't know anybody else. But she never forgot the Lord. My cousin, which was her daughter, went in one day and said, "How's Mom today?" He said, "Oh, she's not doing good." He said, "She's been talking out of her head all day long." My cousin went down the hall, and she's sitting out there in her wheelchair, and she's just talking in tongues, worshiping the Lord. Talking out of her head, they said. No, she's talking out of her spirit. She was talking out of the Holy Ghost. Nobody understood that because they didn't know what was going on. She wasn't out of her head. Amen. She was just shut in with Jesus. Hallelujah. And my cousin went back down to the desk and she says, "She's doing better than anybody here." Amen. She's just talking to the Lord. That's all she's doing. Amen. She's shut in with him. You see, when she had more power, it didn't matter what she lost. Even her mental capabilities and her physical capabilities, but she had more power than she needed. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Something will take care of you when you can't even take care of yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the kind of power we need here tonight. Amen. You got more power than the Holy Ghost than you're ever going to need. You've got the power of deliverance. It'll get you out of anything. Amen. I read about some fellows that were in a fire one time. It didn't just get them out of the fire. It kept them in the fire. Matter of fact, they were enjoying themselves so much, the guy that put them in had to call them out. He sure couldn't go get them. But whenever they come out of there, they said, "You don't even smell like smoke." Amen. Now, because I wasn't in smoke. I was in the fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. One guy said, I was born in the fire and the smoke won't do. I don't want to just be close to it. I want to be in the middle of it. I want to be in the power of it. I want to be in the strength of it. That's where deliverance is. Amen. This will deliver you. Whatever situation life brings your way, there's more power than you'll ever need. Hallelujah. Power to provide. Amen. You know, we don't need to fall into the world's trap of being worried about stuff. How's the word keep coming up? I preach until I'm embarrassed about it. Amen. But we worry too much about it. If you didn't have it, you wouldn't worry about losing it. But when you get a little of it, you don't want to lose it. We like going up, but we never want to come down. Amen. You know, some people, without making any plans, expect they're always going to be increasing in their income. We'll always have at least as much and more than we have now. That ain't so. When you quit working, that kind of dries up. And if you hadn't prepared for that, you're in for a rude awakening. Amen. I'm real big into personal responsibility. I don't mind helping folks sometimes that need help, but they better be helping themselves. And I don't want to support somebody's habits. You know, I have no idea what cigarettes cost, but they're expensive. And I am not interested in giving money to somebody to go buy those stupid things and just burn them up. If I want to burn my money, I'll just burn it myself. Or a drink, or a dope addiction, or some kind of a high. Not interested in helping folks with that. Don't ask me to. Amen. Don't mind helping people that have needs, and if I've got something to help. Man, I was told you one time I was in Colombia and this guy stopped and wanted some help, and I gave him what I had. And he looked at me and said, "That's not enough." And I said, "Well, give it back. You could have knocked him over with a feather. He'd never heard anything like that." Amen. Ingrate. It's more than what you had. Amen. Praise God. I hate the spirit of ingratitude. That's a demonic spirit. That's not the spirit of God. Amen. God's spirit is a spirit of gratitude, thanksgiving, appreciation. Amen. So this, but God will provide for you. Amen. You serve Him. Dave, what was it David said? I've never seen who? The righteous forsaken. Or his seed begging bread. Not the righteous. Man, people that take care of stuff and take care of what God gives it. I've never seen the righteous. Man, or his seed begging bread. God, He will provide for us. He said He would. Amen. He said He would. And He will. Amen. And God will preserve us. You're going to make it. If your mind's made up, you've got enough power in you, that you're going to make it. You got more than enough. Hallelujah. That's why we don't sing, "When the saints go limping in." "When the saints go dragging in." "When the saints crawling in." No, sir. Yeah, we sing, "When the saints go marching victoriously in." Because you got more power than you'll ever need in the Holy Ghost. It'll get you through, folks. It'll get you through. Amen. I'm telling you what kind of power you got. You got so much power that if you don't make it till the rapture, and we have to do a funeral for service for you, and we have to bury you in the earth, amen, that there ain't no grave going to hold your body down. But when you hear that trumpet sound, you're going to get up out of the ground, because there ain't no grave going to hold your body down. That's the kind of power you got living inside of you. Jesus just called it sleep. You know what I think's neat about sleep? When I go to sleep anyway, I don't know how long I've slept. I really don't know. I have to look at the clock to see how long I've been asleep. I don't have any way of knowing that. You know, I wake up and it's still dark outside. I know I hadn't slept till the morning, so I know. But I have to look at the clock to see how long it's been. Now, I'm an odd creature. If I ever sleep more than 2 hours at a time, man, that's like heaven. I'm almost envious of folks that just conk out and don't ever wake up until the alarm goes off. That must be, I don't know what that's even like. But if I get 2 hours without waking up, whoo, man, I'm doing good. Amen, that's some 15 minutes apart that get you. Amen. That kind of wears you out now. Amen. But you know what? That I've got some. They, when you fall asleep in Jesus, you don't know how long you've been asleep. Did you know Paul and James and John and Peter, all the rest of those first generation apostolics? You know they've been sleeping almost 2,000 years. Yeah. But one of these days, the Lord's going to turn right around and He's going to say, "Gabe, hit it, buddy." And He's going to get that trumpet and He's going to get the right note and He's going to blow that thing for all He's got. And all around this globe, amen, in every city, in every hamlet, out in the prairies and across the plains and in the deserts and in the sea, amen, people are going to wake up. Hallelujah. And they're going to stand up. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to be caught up together with them in the clouds. Amen. To meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's the kind of power I'm talking about that's in us tonight. It's more power than you'll ever need. Hallelujah. And I'll never have a Bayron, but I don't need one. I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know how fast you can go in the Holy Ghost, but I do know this. I do know that one time, remember when Peter got out of the boat and they got in trouble and he was walking on the water and then he got back in the boat and the Bible says and they were at the land. That had a speed motor in it. And they were just there. Amen. And I know that wasn't it Philip that ran across the desert to the city. God put some Holy Ghost motor in, next thing you know, boom, and he was there. I'm just telling you tonight, whatever the Holy Ghost needs to do, it can do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I used to watch little grandma come into church and she'd come just, you know, and making her way in kind of slow. She'd get there though. Amen. But Glenn, I tell you what, the Holy Ghost would get to moving. And she'd get between the first and the second pew. And she would dance back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And she would do that for 20, 30, 50, an hour. Just dancing before the Lord. Amen. That's a lot of power. Amen. When it was over, she'd kind of creep back out. Amen. But when she was under the Holy Ghost, friend, she was getting with it. Amen. There's a difference when the Holy Ghost is moving. It's got a motor all its own. And whatever it takes, it's more power than you'll ever need. Hey, let's stand together tonight. Praise the Lord. According to the power that works in us. You got anything working in you tonight? Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost... You can feel it working in you. You can feel it moving, stirring things up. Amen. Remember Jesus one time went down to the pool and there was a man that had been laying there 38 years. And he said that angels would come every year and they would trouble the water. And whoever stepped down into the pool first would get healed. Amen. Because something was moving. Something was stirring. Amen. And the man said, I don't have anybody to put me in the pool. He said, you don't need anybody. The disturber's here. The one that troubles the water's here. Amen. The power that stirs things up is here. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, the Holy Ghost is here. And I feel some stirring going on. I feel some moving going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's stirring some things up here tonight. Paul wrote to Timothy and he said, hey Timothy, he said, stir up the gift that's in you. Amen. Don't let it just lay there. Stir it up. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anybody got some Holy Ghost power? Anybody need Holy Ghost power tonight? Somebody, do you need to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? He's waiting for you. He's ready. He's waiting tonight. Amen. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Come to this altar. Get your hands up in the air. Turn your face toward heaven expecting something from God. Begin to praise Him with all of your heart and mind and soul and strength. Amen. And let God just fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He's here. It's in this house tonight. Amen.